If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My pleasure to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show. Our mission to serve and empower you so that you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, everyone's favorite part of our podcast week, Clark Stinks. I'll also get to news for anyone who has a Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App account. So we do Clark Stinks because this is different than a lot of content you might hear. This is all about us learning together. We all learn from each other as members of Team Clark. And I'm just a guy, and I've been doing this a long time, and one thing I've learned over time is I'm not as smart as I think. You know, I will give an opinion, give advice, give information, and I'll have missed part of the picture. Or in your opinion, I may be just plain wrong. So that's why we have clark.com/clarkstinks, where if you hear me say something and you feel that it doesn't ring true for you, you post it on Clark Stinks. And then weekly, producer Krista goes through your posts and shares her favorites right here.
I should have never encouraged you to speak.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, pal.
So, Krista, why are you pointing at me?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you stunk at something. In the beginning, you told me you had your own Clark Stinks.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So on yesterday's podcast, I was harshing on you pretty bad about your Starbucks addiction and how much money you waste there each year. And you pointed out my hypocrisy, just like you were one of my kids pointing out how hypocritical I can be. So my wife, Lane, does go to Starbucks. And I think that Starbucks is an inefficient use of money. So what I do is, you know, those Coinstar machines they have at places where you can turn your coins sitting in drawers into money. But if you convert it to money, they charge a ripoff like 13% conversion. Well, you can turn it into different gift cards at no fee. So I get her Starbucks money at the Coinstar. It's like found money because these are coins just sitting there unloved in a cup. And then when I fill the cup, it's a huge cup, I go to Coinstar, dump it, and get her a Starbucks card. And then I feel like...
That's very sweet of you. Just like I just suggested, because someone asked a question, said his wife loves Starbucks, didn't want to spend the money on it, of course. And so I said, they do Valentine's Day gift cards. And you were like, why wouldn't he buy her a card from a cheaper coffee shop? But that's a great way to do it, Clark. That's a great compromise. So you don't stink. You're a romantic. All right.
I see. I still think it's better with these huge convenience store outfits that are growing around the country that offer really great fresh coffee, like Wawa and Sheets and Quick Trip and people like that, that you get somebody addicted to drinking their coffee at a much lower price.
Yep. Or make it at home, right?
Well, make it at home, yeah. But a lot of people, coffee is something they grab on the go.
Yes.
I don't know. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, and I don't understand the fixation. But if it's something you really love, then you love it. Just love it cheaper.
Okay, Debbie says she loves you, and to please stop recommending Amazon Kindle. They are a waste of money. The extra storage cards that Amazon recommended also do not work. I gave up and ran over my last one with my semi-truck. A better option would be a secondhand iPad.
That is a potentially good solution. I also really like Walmart's private label tablets. The private label that Walmart uses for its electronics is ONN, which I guess they pronounce on. And so they sell these tablets that don't come with any of the bloatware you have on an Amazon tablet. And you can buy them really cheap, depending on which version you buy, $80 to $100, somewhere in that range. And I've got one of their 10-inch ones, and it's great. I use it when I'm watching football during the NFL season. I have 7 months without NFL football now. 7 months? Anyway, I use that tablet as part of my watching football. I have 3 televisions, all on NFL football, and then I have the tablet as well. I think I'm a little addicted to NFL football.
Okay, and then related, Paul says, I love your show, Clark, but you almost always miss one of the best money savings tips ever, the public library. Occasionally, you'll mention the library, but you really need to tell your listeners more about the wonderful selection of music, television shows, and movies, all available at the best possible price, free. You're quick to mention streaming shows as a replacement for cutting the cord, but please remember to mention the library as well.
Thank you for that suggestion. And I just was giving a friend advice who was dealing with a personal family matter. And I recommended a particular book and told her what it was going to cost her. And then she sent me a text just a few minutes ago that she went to the library and got it for free. And so there's the point again. I keep overlooking the library.
Clark and Krista, you both sting like a tire fire in the middle of a skunk farm. You promote Tesla like it's a great company. Meanwhile, Elon Musk denies his workers a 401k match for a third straight year, endangers their livelihood by threatening to move if the plant in California, if California doesn't allow them to work during the height of the pandemic, all while spending $1.5 billion on Bitcoin and polluting the night sky with thousands of satellites. You should think twice about all the free advertising you give this guy. Brian.
Brian, thank you. And Elon Musk is, he's a difficult human being. And he doesn't have anybody telling him that he's not the greatest guy ever. And he is, in most situations, he's the brightest guy in the room. He's done some amazing things. And all of us have flaws, and he is a very complicated man with a lot of wonderful talents and a lot of flaws. As for how he treats his workers, he does have a tendency to burn out and burn through workers where he expects loyalty from them, but historically, unfortunately, has not shown enough loyalty back. And if I got a chance to be one-on-one with Elon Musk, I would tell him some of the things that he doesn't want to hear, but I think could make him a better employer and a better person in addition to being a brilliant mind.
Clark needs to use his words more precisely. Recently, he said that stores were bribing employees to get a COVID vaccination. Wrong. Bribery is paying someone to do something illegal or to get political and or unfair advantages. The stores are offering an incentive, not a bribe. Clark needs to clarify this potentially dangerous error. By dangerous, I mean that if someone chose not to get vaccinated because they think an employer is bribing them, then they are at risk for possibly getting COVID and dying or passing it on to others. Clark should encourage vaccinations and congratulate stores for providing incentives to help keep us all healthy.
Thank you for that post, and I apologize for the use of that word in that case. I was making a point, and incentivizing employees to get vaccinated is good for the store, good for the store's customers, but most important, it's good for that employee. There are a percent of Americans that have said they're not comfortable getting the vaccine. I strongly encourage people to get it. This is a case where not only are you protecting yourself, you're protecting your fellow human being, your fellow American, by getting the vaccine. And there are also people who have been waiting to see if there were any large adverse health consequences to getting any of the vaccines. And so far, so good. I have been vaccinated, and it's a real relief to me to have gotten the vaccination.
You mentioned that going overseas to Costa Rica or Mexico is a good idea for medical procedures and dental procedures. I think you should not encourage such behavior, because my mom went to Mexico City and was actually referred to a doctor from her sister who lives there, and her teeth were destroyed. Many were trimmed down to the bone, and she is now in full dentures. Several dentists here in the United States mentioned how they botched her teeth there. She's from Mexico, and we love Mexico, and we love Latin people in general. However, extreme caution must be used researching the doctor, and I would say several references checked before saving money to have an overseas procedure done. Jack.
Jack, thank you, and I am so sorry about that circumstance. And I'd say that checking out a medical professional applies on our own shores, too, in the United States, that the quality of care varies a lot from one individual provider to another. And checking somebody out every possible way is great. With medical tourism, not dental, with medical tourism, there are specific steps you can go through to vet, particularly a facility you're considering using, that we have information for you on at clark.com. And gosh, that's terrible about what happened in this case.
Clark, you stink worse than, yeah, I can't think of anything clever right now. Regarding your recent podcast where you talk about home alarm systems, I think you do yourself a disservice in not telling your listeners about police response to these alarms. I've heard through multiple channels, I could have sworn through you yourself as well, that the vast majority are false alarms and the police don't take them seriously. If they respond, they typically slow down as they drive past, only stopping if they see something obvious. Sure, there's the value of the audible alarm scaring someone off, but what's the value of the monitoring service? And that's from Mike.
Mike, you were right. 99%+ of burglar alarms are false alarms. In fact, in a number of jurisdictions now, the police require that there's verification that there's an incident occurring before they will even dispatch an officer. In my jurisdiction, I get fined if I have a false alarm, and it's $125 for having a false alarm. What people are now doing is they're using cameras in conjunction with the alarm in order to have visual on whether or not there is a perpetrator at a property. I'm not talking about interior cameras that come with their own privacy issues. I'm talking about exterior cameras where you can see whether or not there is a crime in progress. I appreciate all your posts on Clark Stinks, and I want you to know that we really want this from you, that when you hear something from me that you just feel, I'm not giving the whole story, I'm missing the story, I'm wrong, whatever it is, please go to clark.com/clarkstinks and post it. And coming up next, I want to tell you something that stinks. These apps that you can use to send money to people don't have good safety and security in mind, and you're the one who suffers the consequences.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't even tell you how many TV stories I've done about people having problems with Venmo, Cash App, or Zelle. These things are so convenient, but they are so dangerous to your financial well-being, it's shocking. The laws that have been written governing bank security, consumer protections, none of them anticipated these payment apps that you can very quickly download on your smartphone and use to send money to another individual. In the case of Zelle, there is a despicable practice, inexcusable practice, happening from several banks where they are now, when you open an account with them, a checking account or savings account, without telling you, activate Zelle in conjunction with that account. I recently did a TV story about someone who didn't even know what Zelle was, didn't know it existed. All the money disappeared from their bank account, and the bank said, well, that's on you. You had the Zelle app. And they were like, I don't even know what that is. They didn't have it on their phone, anything. But somebody used Zelle as a way to steal all their money. In the case of Venmo, Venmo has gotten a real black eye on all the theft that's happened from people's accounts through Venmo. And then Venmo is going after them with debt collectors. They are being investigated by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for their behavior. And it is inexcusable, first of all, that the Congress and the federal regulators have not instituted any consumer protections at all with this new form of financial transaction. It is the Wild West and not in a good way. Now, if you do want to use any of these apps and you want to use the Cash App, you want to use Venmo. I don't know when you'd ever want to use Zelle. But anyway, if you want to use one of these, you want to set up a separate bank account, either checking or savings, with a bank or credit union different than the one you normally do business. I'll tell you why that's important in a second. Only put in that account the money you think you're going to need to be able to access to fund when you use Venmo or Cash App. The reason you never open that second account at the same place as you have your existing banking relationship or credit union relationship is they all have mice type in the banks that are essentially cross-default clauses. If somebody gets into there and start stealing money from you through Venmo or through Cash App, the bank will then turn around when that account's emptied out, and they'll take money out of other accounts you have with them and keep doing that all day long before you even know that all your checks are bouncing. This is a really convenient thing using Venmo or Cash App. You should only use these in a circumstance where you're paying somebody you know, like a friend or relative, some money, settling up a bill or whatever. Do not pay a stranger that way because there's too much risk. If it's a stranger who's a service provider and they've already delivered the service to you and you want to pay with Venmo or Cash App, okay, that would be all right. But what's not okay is to have Venmo or Cash App or Zelle tied into your main banking relationship, because again, the amount of money you can lose is every single penny you have in that financial institution if your Venmo, Cash App, or Zelle are compromised. And shame on all three providers. Shame, shame, shame on Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle for failing completely, entirely, totally to get any meaningful consumer protections in place. You say you don't want the government coming down on you and coming up with all kinds of red tape and rules. So do it right yourselves. It's time for your questions. I'm sorry I'm not passionate about that, Krista, at all. I'm telling you, I am so frustrated.
You're fired up, man.
Doing TV story after TV story with people who I put the camera in their face, a microphone in front of them, and I can't do anything for them other than what they're doing to help other people, because their money is gone, gone, gone. And Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, they don't care. Sorry.
No, it's fine. How about I lighten your mood a little? Jeff in Texas.
Okay, I'm taking deep breaths like I do in yoga.
There you go. Jeff in Texas wants to know about your mattress. He says, Clark, I heard on your recent podcast that you bought a mattress that your wife says is the most comfortable she's ever slept on. Any chance you can let me in on which mattress you purchased?
Okay, it's not on sale anymore, Debbie Downer to say, but it was from Costco.
Of course.
It was a Novaform 14-inch Comfort Grand Plus memory foam mattress. It was on sale for $479 in King. And so Costco rotates sales on their mattresses. You'll just have to wait till the next time they have this on sale, or pay them an extra $80 and buy it now for $599. Yeah, I think I paid $479. Retail was $599. And it's, let me tell you what I like about it, is it has this cooling gel on the top of it, like the top 3 inches. So a lot of times with a mattress, particularly in the hotter weather time of year, mattress can sleep hot and you become a restless sleeper. And this one has this layer of this cooling gel that keeps it cooler while you sleep. It is a very firm mattress. If you don't like firm, it's not for you. But the good news with mattresses, as I shared recently, is the mattress industry is overstocked, too many manufacturers, too many models, and the prices just keep going down, down, down. And all these bed in a box kind of things typically come with a 3 month or so period that you can try them risk free. If you don't like them, you get all your money back.
But how do you send them back? That's what I always worry about.
They usually
expand.
Okay, so like the people,
they weigh 500 pounds.
Yeah, Casper, the originator of the compressed mattress in a box, I read a story about what they go through when somebody calls them and says they don't want it. And it costs them serious money to come pick it up from you. And then depending on the jurisdiction, it may not be able to be reconditioned to be made available to someone. It may have to go to either a charity or a landfill.
Bob in New Mexico says, Clark is always bragging that he's the dullest man in the world.
It's true.
Sorry, bucko, but you're only a wannabe, as you're not included in the 2021 Dull Men's Club calendar. And there's a link to the calendar. Time to lobby for your position on next year's calendar. I would suggest February, the same month that your Atlanta Falcons will be celebrating the Super Bowl at home.
Oh, I wish. The preseason prediction for the Falcons is not very good. They're looked at as in the power rankings is like they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL this coming fall. Let's hope that's not true.
Okay. And Josh in Pennsylvania says, I wanted to share a quick story of how you helped me deal with our local cable company. Back in December, we were having problems with our internet connection dropping down to unusable speeds during peak hours. I contacted the company and was told that they were aware of the problem, but was not provided further information on when it would be resolved. It persisted over days, and repeated calls to the company yielded the same non-response. Having gotten nowhere with customer no service, I called out the company on social media per your advice to other listeners. The next day, I received a call from a supervisor who profusely apologized for the problems we were having, explained the company how the company was going to fix the problem, issued a credit to our bill, and provided me with this his personal extension. Subsequently, he's called me every week to check in and make sure we are no longer having problems. The company is the only viable internet provider in our area, and I could not believe the response elicited by reaching out via social media. Thank you for all of your fantastic advice and helping empower us as consumers.
Well, that is very impressive to hear, and I'm so glad the social media angle worked. I wanted to mention one other thing I've been negligent in mentioning, and that is Visible. Verizon's discount brand, Visible.com, has improved their product offering a lot and now includes unlimited hotspot. I don't know how long they're going to keep this up with Visible phone service. And if you live alone, you may be able to find that that becomes a viable substitute for home internet for you, running hotspot off your cell phone instead of having a traditional home internet service. Obviously, that wouldn't work for a family, but could work for an individual. Visible for one person is $40 a month, unlimited everything. And I want to thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. And when you need consumer advice, I want you to know we are here to serve you with free off-the-podcast advice, something we've done for 28 years, where you can talk one-on-one with a member of Team Clark. If you go to clark.com/CAC, you'll see how that works.